USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
When the House returns to Washington later this month, one of their first priorities will be to take up a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. 19 Republican senators voted for the measure, but GOP support in the House may be more difficult to secure. Senator Joe Manchin says that the bill should be a priority of both parties. The West Virginia Democrat tells CNN's State of the Union that it addresses a great need in the country.
The bottom line is, do we have the urgency to spend another $3.5 trillion right now? The most urgent thing that we have to do is get the bipartisan infrastructure bill that's gone left unattended for over 30 years, deferred maintenance throughout every part of our nation. That's the one. The president went out and campaigned on that. That's his bill. We worked in a bipartisan way, got 19 Republicans to vote for it. That's the bill that should go out immediately.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Centers for Disease Control said that about 62% of Americans ages 12 and up are fully vaccinated, leaving nearly 74 million eligible Americans unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedens tells Fox News that while he understands that some people have concerns about the shots, the data shows that they're safe.
The COVID vaccination, it's not something that came on overnight. This is 10, 20 years of research that went into a really super technology. It's very effective. I've gotten one. Everyone in my family has gotten fully vaccinated. And I really encourage people to get vaccinated. People around you, our economy, our kids' ability to learn, jobs. This is a great discovery. No corners were cut. We've had hundreds of millions of people vaccinated, and serious side effects are extraordinarily rare. There is no evidence of any long-term negative consequences. But I understand that people have concerns, they have questions.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify Monday in front of the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan, a venture many on both sides of the political spectrum say was mismanaged. Congressman Adam Kinzinger says the American people just want someone to take responsibility. The Illinois Republican tells CBS's Face the Nation that the Secretary of State should be the first one to step up.
I think there's a lot of people that bear blame, and the Secretary of State is one of these. And I think it would be nice, and keep in mind, even under the prior president, I would say this exact thing, for some people to just take responsibility. That's what the American people want, is somebody to stand up and say, look, this is on me. We know, obviously, that there's detailed planning that's not always on. But in the case of the Secretary of State, when we began to see the collapse of the Afghan military, which actually started with the threats that the Taliban were doing on these night letters against Afghan leaders and Afghan military leaders saying, the U.S. is leaving, we're going to kill your family unless you give up your arms. When we began to see that fall apart, that's when the order should have been given to basically enter a defensive posture, get everybody out we can, and not have to wait to 3 days prior. Because a lot of us were watching this happen, we were talking about it, and it's like, wasn't a surprise to many of us.
In early finals on the first Sunday of the new NFL season, the Steelers scored all of their points in the second half to beat the Bills 23-16, and rookie Evan McPherson of the Bengals hit a 33-yard field goal as the overtime period expired to beat the Vikings 27-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.